In our chapter spotlight now with FFA Today, we talk with Chad Burkett, the advisor for the Springdale, Arkansas FFA chapter. This chapter, of course, a recipient of a grant by Zoetis. And first off, Chad, welcome to the show. Tell us all about your school, your chapter, and your students there.
My name's Chad Burkett. I teach at Springdale High School. Been here for 11 years. Springdale High School is in Springdale, Arkansas, which is the northwest corner of the state of Arkansas. We're in a very rich agricultural area, but we live in a urban setting. Our population of Springdale has really taken off. We're the world headquarters of Tyson's, Tyson Foods, which 1/4 of the protein produced in the world is Tyson protein. Springdale is a diverse community. We have three high schools, fixing to add a fourth high school. We're the second largest school district in the state of Arkansas with just a little over 22,000 students. Our high school has roughly 2,400 students. We are a minority high school. We're roughly 65-66% Latino, about 8-9% Marshallese. We have a lot of other, and then we're setting, mid to upper 20s and Caucasian. Our area has really changed a lot, primarily due to food processing industry. We have a lot of food processing plants in our area, particularly poultry. The poultry industry has been huge. But we're also 20 miles from Walmart's world headquarters, which is in Bentonville, Arkansas. Our student population is very diverse. It's changed a lot over the last 20 years. And one of the challenges in agriculture is attracting students from a traditional powerhouse school like Springdale was, where it was the only high school in the community, to get agricultural students involved and to stay involved when the urban sprawl occurs. And so our inner city school now is Springdale High School, and we have students that do not live on farms. They live in apartments or housing complexes, but they're very much attached to agriculture through their parents and through the works in their community. So we've taken the money that's been donated each year, and we've tried to expand our programs through community outreach projects. We work with all the elementary schools in our area. We try to work with other community groups. We do fundraisers for nonprofits. We provide opportunities for our students that are not traditional agricultural students to get involved. And what we've seen is a lot of success through just opening our arms, encouraging students, changing the mindset of agriculture. One of our most valuable programs has been our summer outreach program, where we bring students in to work on projects for our county fair, which is traditionally an animal show, but our county fair has done a really good job of opening up to home economics, mechanics, things of that nature, so we really capitalize on that. And we've actually won the county fair about the last 6-7 years because of our large-scale mechanics projects. And with the mechanics projects comes attracting a lot of minority males because they really like working with their hands. And once we get them in the classes and get them involved in community projects, then we're able to provide additional leadership opportunities through FFA. We've also seen a lot of non-traditional kids that traditionally have no ties to agriculture. Their parents don't work in the agricultural industry. They may work in support industries in our area. And we get those kids in class because we really take on the FFA motto by, learning to do, doing to learn. And so we work with our hands. We're very lab-based. And actually, all of our curriculum has been transferred. We do all of our curriculum online, and we fulfill our national and state standards, but the students can actually work on the classwork outside of class and utilize our facilities. So they're really encouraged because they control their own work, they control the lab settings. We very much work like a production facility, so they're able to come in and work, and through that we get buy-in. From the buy-in, then we're able to go back and get back to the community, and then that's how we attract younger students and other families, because it really changes how we look from a standpoint of, oh, we're just, cattle, or, we're traditionally just farm implements. And so we've really changed that mindset.
Well, Chad, let's hear from one of your students now.
Excellent. I have Max Wilson here today. He's a non-traditional student. He's worked heavily with bees. Bees is another. We work with the Northwest Arkansas Bee Foundation, okay. And they provide opportunities for our students to get involved in agriculture, but they can do it in an urban setting. So here's Max Wilson.
Max, thanks for your time today. Tell us about your involvement in FFA and how you got started in learning more about bee care.
Well, I wanted to get more into the business side of agriculture because I was agriculture illiterate when I first started out. And so I've kind of been putting together and just like my older sister, she kind of got me into the program with her. We raise about 3 hives in the backyard, and it's enough honey to produce. Each hive produces around 15 gallons, I believe. And so what we do is we package it and we label it. We don't really have a brand name or anything. We're not very out there. We just kind of like the idea of honey because I'm only on about an acre lot, and so we have a lot of flowers and apple trees, and we have a garden. So we got into bees kind of to help pollinate and kind of get out there. And I was never raised traditionally on a farm, so bees kind of helped me understand different sides of agriculture. With that, we've kind of got more and more into the business, and it's helped me understand that agriculture is not just farming-based. There's business aspect. There's different things to it. With the bees, we were able to sell, and my sister, Jocelyn Wilson, got the Ag Business Award for manufacturing and producing bees.
Well, thanks, Max. And as we bring your advisor back to the program, Chad, can you tell us how important it is for programs like yours in Springdale to receive support from the community and from organizations like Zoetis?
As with any program, it takes money and it takes effort to grow the program. Our goal is we live in a community that's changed rapidly over the last 20 years, and in order to keep our community growing strong and be a forefront, we've got to change the way we perceive things, the way we do things. So we've really tried to incorporate and find the different cultures in our community as it stands today. We tried to feed off of those cultures. We tried to engage those students. Our goal is to have programs, community gardens with all of our elementaries. We work with the various groups there. We want community gardens. We want our students to have the ability to have both companion animals and farm animals that are acceptable in urban settings. We want students to work with their hands. We want them to utilize entomophagy. We want them to utilize all the different technologies that we have in agriculture so we can still be competitive. We can produce students that are competitive and actively engaged in agriculture. It's just changing the face of how agriculture looks in an urban setting. So our goal is more community outreach. We're currently working with our elementary schools. One of our mechanical programs is we got a grant to provide bicycles for elementary, so we have 900 bicycles that our students service and maintain for our entire school district. So we're linking students to other students in PE classes at elementary schools, and we're really getting that off the ground, so our students actually are getting hired at local bike shops. We have the Razorback Greenway, which was a federal project. We worked on beautification projects there. So our goal is if there's an opportunity for our students to get engaged, there's an opportunity for our FFA chapter, we find those needs, we seek those needs out, and we plug in wherever the community needs us. And by doing that, we link more people and more students to one another. And then our ultimate goal is fulfilled. We have students actively engaged in agriculture that are pursuing higher education or post-secondary jobs in agriculture. We just want to thank you guys, thank the National FFA for providing the opportunity. You know, our students are doing great work. They come from a primarily poor background. We're 80% free and reduced. We're minority high school, but agriculture is alive and well here, and we thank everybody for the opportunity.
That's Chad Burkett, the advisor of the Springdale, Arkansas FFA chapter, the focus of this chapter spotlight on FFA Today.